A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samand.UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have been looking at the purposes of the Holy Spirit, why He came. We have established that the Holy Spirit has been given to us, the manifestation of the Spirit particularly, so that we can record profit. And so we said in our discussion that the primary purpose of the Holy Spirit is for us to manifest the power of God in life and in ministry, to demonstrate the wisdom of God to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. God wants to make known by the church, that is through you and through me, is manifold wisdom unto principalities and powers and the government and the kingdoms of this world. He wants to showcase us His wisdom through us. And that's number two purpose of the Holy Spirit. Number three, so that we can be effective witnesses of Christ and of His resurrection. And of course, to bring forth fruits. But what happens in a life that lacks the Holy Spirit? Where the Holy Spirit is absent, or without the Holy Spirit, what happens? Without the Holy Spirit, of course, life cannot be profitable as God intends, as God desires. Do not forget, we said, a fruitful life is one producing results after the expectation of heaven and after the expectation of creation. And so without the Holy Spirit, if this man appears to be getting results, that will not be commensurate with the expectations of heaven or with the expectations of creation. Heaven particularly, because heaven knows what has been packaged into this man. And so, without the Holy Spirit, this life cannot be fruitful, cannot be productive, cannot produce according to the expectation of heaven. And so, where the Holy Spirit is absent, without the Holy Spirit, there will be spiritual dryness and famine. There are very many people who are dry. Many churches are dry because the Holy Spirit is not present. And where the Holy Spirit is not present, there will be spiritual dryness, there will be famine. The Word of God makes it clear to us in the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 32. We begin to read from verse 13 until verse number 15. The Bible says, "Upon the land of my people shall come up thorns and briers, yea, upon all the houses of joy in the joyous city. Because the palaces shall be forsaken, the multitude of the city shall be left, the forts and towers shall be for dens forever, a joy of wild asses, a pasture of flocks, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness shall be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be counted for a forest." So there will be dryness, spiritual dryness and famine, where the Holy Spirit is absent. Is your life barren? Is your life dry? Then check it out. And maybe the Holy Spirit is absent in your life. If the Holy Spirit has taken His leave, if He has withdrawn Himself from you, if He has left you, because when we grieve the Holy Spirit, He leaves. So in case He has left, there will be barrenness, there will be dryness, spiritual dryness, there will be famine. And so it is a major thing that we need to consider and ensure that the Holy Spirit is not grieved, and that it does not leave. Number two, the Christian life will be a wilderness journey. It will be hard, very difficult, if not impossible. It is not possible to lead the Christian life without the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit helps us to overcome the motions of the flesh. The Holy Spirit helps us to walk our ways, our race. The Holy Spirit guides, the Holy Spirit leads, the Holy Spirit instructs. And so without the Holy Spirit, this Christian journey will be a wilderness experience. There are very many people who have considered the Christian life as an impossible life. It is impossible for them to live. And the reason is simply because the Holy Spirit is not present in their lives. The presence of the Holy Spirit converts the wilderness into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is counted for a forest. In other words, there is fruitfulness where the Holy Spirit is present, and the Christian life will not be a hard one in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And so, where the Holy Spirit is absent, the Christian life will be a wilderness journey. It will be tough, it will be difficult, if not impossible. Number three, there are strong temptations to go back to Egypt where the Holy Spirit is absent. If the Holy Spirit is not present in your life, you will be tempted to go back to Egypt. You left Egypt. Egypt has not left you. And that is why the temptations or the challenges, the habits, the sin that had dominion over you before you met Christ, that sin, the power was broken when you came to Christ. But you suddenly discover this thing is trailing you again, coming back again, and it is almost becoming a struggle. Egypt is still coming after you. The children of Israel left Egypt. Egypt was still coming after them. You have left Egypt 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10, 20 years ago. But please note, Egypt is still coming after you. It is not the will. It is never the desire of a man who holds you bound or anything that holds you bound to let you go free. Egypt allowed Israel to go free. Egypt regretted letting Israel go. Egypt came after Israel again. Egypt is still coming after you. And so, if you are not baptized in the Holy Spirit, if the Holy Spirit is absent, the strong temptations to turn back to Egypt will be overwhelming. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 15, speaking about the men of faith, the Bible says, "And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned." Many of us, if not for the Holy Spirit, opportunities have presented themselves, opportunities for us to go back to Egypt. But the Holy Spirit has sustained you. You've been upheld, sustained, and strengthened by the power and the help of the Holy Spirit, who is at work in your life. And so a man who lacks the Holy Spirit will slide back to Egypt without much ado. And so the strong temptations to return to Egypt will be fierce and be overwhelming if the Holy Spirit is not present in your life. And so you need the presence of the Holy Spirit to keep you going, to keep you firm, steadfast, immovable, and always abounding in the works of the Lord. Number four, happenings without the Holy Spirit is that the church of God will be spiritually dry and powerless. Do not forget, God wants the church to demonstrate or manifest His power. He also desires to demonstrate His wisdom, His manifold wisdom through the church. And so the absence of the Holy Spirit, however, will produce a drought and powerlessness in the church. The church will lack power, will lack wisdom, and will not be able to bring honor and praise and glory to the name of the Lord. The spiritual drought and powerlessness in the church when the Holy Spirit is absent. Number five, absence of the convicting ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who convicts the world of sin. And so there is conviction within us by the help of the Holy Spirit. But in the absence of the Holy Spirit, this convicting ministry will be lagging. There will be no Holy Spirit to convict the world of sin. And so people come into church as sinners and they go out as sinners. Sometimes they come to church and become a member of the church. We baptize them and then we move on. And yet there is no convicting power of the Holy Spirit in their lives. They came in as dry sinners to baptism and are going back as wet sinners also after baptism. But with the presence of the Holy Spirit, the convicting power of the Spirit of God will be available to bring people to the saving knowledge of Christ, to bring them to the saving grace of Christ Jesus. So without the Holy Spirit, the Christian life will be a very tough one. And that is why no believer must venture or attempt anything outside of the help of the Holy Spirit. My prayer is that the Spirit of God, the Spirit of power, the Spirit of truth will help you and make you an overcomer in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and begin to come against every form of spiritual dryness. I come against every form of dryness, every form of famine in my life, in my destiny, in my ministry. In the name of Jesus, I come against every form of dryness in every aspect of my life. In the name of Jesus, no more dryness for me. In the name of Jesus, thank you, eternal God. In Jesus' precious name, I'd like you to pray and receive grace. I refuse to go back to Egypt. I command the Egypt trailing me to give up. I break the power of Egypt that is at my heel in the name of Jesus. Let the power of Egypt over my life and destiny be broken in the name of Jesus. I thank you, mighty Father, because it is done in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let my life and our church be on fire for you. Let me not be powerless. Let our church not be powerless. Let my life and my church be full of your power, and let us be on fire for your glory. In the name of Jesus, Father, this is my prayer, that my life and our church will be on fire for your glory. In the name of Jesus, I reject powerlessness in my life and in our church. We refuse powerlessness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' name. Begin to ask for the outpouring of this grace for conviction, the power of conviction upon your life and upon the church. Lord, I ask, O God, for the power, your convicting power, the convicting power of the Holy Spirit in my life and in our church, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty God, in Jesus' precious name. I pray that the Spirit of God will not be absent in your life, in your ministry, in your family, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray that the hand of the Lord will be upon you, and that the glory of the Lord will be seen upon you, in the precious name of Jesus. Your life will not be lacking in power. Your church will not be lacking in power. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the power of God will break loose upon your life and upon your destiny. The power of God through the Spirit of God will be evident on your life and your destiny, in the name of Jesus. I declare the hand of God rest upon you this week for a glorious result, and that the name of the Lord be honored in your life, in Jesus' precious name. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for our Bible study this evening, Ezra Project. Let's come together and study at the feet of Christ. The Lord bless you as you attend. You may wish to join this Bible study on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I'm Yemi Graceman Adulodun, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.